This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A measure that would ban abortions after 22 weeks is qualified for the November ballot in Colorado. Backers failed to garner enough signatures for the initial deadline, but were given more time. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers won't extend the city's curfew. He says he is impressed with how demonstrators respected the tradition of peaceful protesting.
What's happened over the last 5 days in Colorado Springs, in my opinion, is in the highest traditions of social action in America. People passionate about a very worthy cause, very vocal about it, but not letting outside influences that have a different message and don't share their methods of nonviolent protest infiltrate and turn things a different direction.
The curfew expired this morning. Glenwood Hot Springs and the Iron Mountain Hot Springs reopened today. Vicki Nash of the group Hot Springs Connection says facilities will operate at less capacity and follow other rules to prevent infection.
Everything from adding more sanitation machines throughout the properties, disinfecting schedules. Guests will definitely notice more staff visibly cleaning the bars that go out down into the pools.
75 degrees, it's overcast in Denver, 81 and partly cloudy in Colorado Springs, 59 cloudy for Vail, 59 mostly clear in Grand Junction, 92 sunny and windy in Pueblo. This is CPR News.